My dear mother has kept a diary pretty much the whole of her adult life. It doesn't record so much her personal thoughts and feelings and experiences, but it's more this chronicle of all of the significant events in our family's life, all of the comings and goings, the visits, the trips away, all of those significant moments. And many years ago, I was looking through the diary, looking at the year that I was born, just to see what was recorded. And sure enough, I made my appearance there in December. And then I read a couple of lines later, and then Richard went back to hospital for his operation. And I'm like, what? Why on earth did I have to go in for an operation on the eighth day? And Mum said, well, you know, it was just that the custom of the day for, like, Jesus to be circumcised, to fulfill all the requirements of the law. And I'm not quite sure what I made of that at the time, but that experience of being faithful to traditions, to the teachings, to the commandments of our Lord. And it seems to be that this is what the theme of our readings are tonight. This reflection upon what it is to live in the blessing of God. How do we fulfill that? Paul gives us one of the very brief statements about the life of Jesus. Paul is so much more interested in how we live the life of Jesus. He's not so interested in any of the details about all that happened during the life of Jesus. In fact, that short statement that we had in Galatians 4 tonight is the sum total of all that Paul tells us about the person of Jesus. He tells us a few things about what he said, what he did, but that's the sum total of all that we know. If we didn't have any of the Gospels, that's all that we'd know about Jesus. What does he tell us? That when the fullness of time came, God sent his Son, born of a woman, that's very helpful, born a subject of the law. And that's it. That's the sum total of any of the New Testament letters outside of the Gospels. That's all that we know about the person of Jesus. Thankfully, the Gospels fill in the details a little more. For example, we will get in the Gospel of John the detail that when he normally refers to Mary, he doesn't refer to her by name, just as he doesn't refer to the beloved disciple by name. He uses these titles, and in some ways it's important for us to remember that that helps us to find our place. Mary is significant because she is the woman, the mother of Jesus. That's the fulfillment of her desires. That's the essence of who she is. That's the essence of all the blessing that she received in that fulfillment of saying yes to God's plan, becoming the mother of Jesus. She thereby, we're told, also becomes the mother of God. Now that's a statement not so much about Mary or about her role in this, but simply a statement about the nature of Jesus. That Jesus is indeed both fully human and fully divine. And Mary is the mother of Jesus, the man, but because he is also fully divine, she also becomes the mother of Jesus, the divine one. She becomes the mother of God. So it's not a statement about anything special about Mary. It's all about Jesus. That on that eighth day when he took that name, he became for us our Savior. Yeshua, the name that it was spoken in Hebrew, is, of course, the name of the great liberator of Israel after Moses had failed through his sin to be able to lead the people across the River Jordan into the Promised Land. It fell on Joshua to be the new Savior of his people, to be the one who would lead and guide his people. Again, Joshua falls short. But now there is a new Yeshua. There is a new Joshua who's able to bring that satisfaction, to bring that salvation that we so long for, to fulfill that original blessing that we had received. You know, back in the book of Genesis, in the first chapter of Genesis, we're told that God desires and longs to bless his people. He blesses first the animals, be fruitful and multiply. And then a few verses later, he offers the same blessing to humanity. Be fruitful and multiply, But we receive additional blessings. Subdue the earth and be the Lord of all creation. Be the one who is the steward and shepherd all of creation. To be the one who will mirror into the creation the goodness of God. That will bear witness to that. Who will be able to speak and sing of the power of God's glory. And later we hear that Abraham is called to be a blessing within the world. And that all of that nation will be designed and designated to be that people who brings blessings to others. That word can seem kind of strange and odd to us. And we might hopefully pray a prayer of blessing before we eat. When someone sneezes, we might bless them. We might offer a blessing to our children. There might be a sense, you know, when after Mass, sometimes people will say, Father, can you bless these objects? Can you bless these rosary beads? That sense of what are we doing when all of that is happening? It's about being caught up in the wonder of the God who's inviting us into life, the God who is inviting us into that fullness of abundance. Not so much a life that is barely gotten through, but a life that is joyful and full, a God that wants us to experience the very power and the dynamism of that love in every manner and every experience in our lives. So blessing is about God bestowing the gift of his very life to us and us simply saying yes, us receiving that, offering our own blessing in return. It's not something that we are able to really share in that fullness, except that God is the one who is offering so fully and so faithfully and so completely this gift. It's why Aaron, when he's there in the wilderness, wants to share that gift and to teach others to bestow that gift upon others. You know, that it's this gift of the priesthood to be able to share that blessing with others, to share that gift of God's life and God's goodness. God is always inviting us into the more. God is always inviting us into that abundance of life and goodness. Sometimes we settle for so much less, but we shouldn't. For 2023, let's indeed expect the very best of God. Expect that if we spend time each day growing in our love of God, if we rest in his presence, if we let the Lord in prayer love us and call us into life, then indeed we will experience the richness of his blessing. God will continue to pour out that love upon us, that we will be able to grow in life and knowledge and experience in God. So let's indeed allow those words of Aaron to invite us more deeply into that experience of life. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and give you peace, and give you peace, and give you peace forever.